We're just going to discuss the letter really quickly.
This is working session of the board on August 2nd, 2021 at 6:16 p.m.
Okay. That's what they would love that.
Quarter zone.
I love quarter zone. I don't like it when it goes in, but I like the after.
I need some of that.
Okay, we will. I think they're going to
be will I give you a shot?
Oh, no, I've had plenty of them in my elbows and other places.
Needs it.
One thing, kindergarten. Big kindergarten without how much you guys support the feelings about.
Okay,
hold on. All right. You wouldn't actually go
yes?
around and tell them because it's part of the effort.
They all say yes.
Let's just do
don't
a,
worry about
we
it.
We need to do that. just an FYI.
They don't say yes. I say
all right,
yes.
Let's go on. I want everybody to take 5 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever we need to do and read through this letter. And then we'll
can we just,
talk
just go
about
through
anything.
The bullet points real quick? Can't we just do that?
Yeah, we can. That's fine.
Just go through them and then we can wrap this thing up.
All right, let's do
can
it.
Can I ask a quick question?
Okay, yeah.
Because I was 2 months up in conversation. Motion to go out.
Dave,
me
I
and
second
Craig.
It.
Same?
Yep.
Okay, got it. Do you want me to read?
Yeah, why don't you just go ahead and read the bullet points, and then we'll fix anything we need to right there, and we should be able to get in and out of here in another 10 minutes.
Thanks.
It's
going
to be a
all right. Glasses somewhere, but I think I know I can't.
If that came as I still can't. I am getting
to that. I thought I was doing so good.
You're like my wife.
There is a point
I'm going to
need to.
That's one I can't hear, but
I would read like a kindergarten.
In low light,
here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Dear parents, as the new school year approaches, we would like to let you know what to expect when your students come back to school on August 12th. For the 2021-22 school year, masks will not be required. Students and staff will be welcome to wear masks if they choose, but they will not be required. Bullying standards will be strictly enforced as students and parents choose whether or not to wear masks at school. We felt that was important.
Yeah.
Questions or go on?
No, that's great.
I'm okay with it.
Vaccinations will not be required. Got an asterisk. Staff and parents decide what is best for their families. Down the asterisk, Intermountain Healthcare and the Southwest Utah Public Health Department encourage anyone over the age of 12 to get the COVID vaccine. We say nothing more. Dr. Blodgett liked that in there.
See, and I have to disagree. It's not our job to promote that. I just say let them do their own advertising.
He just feels it's so important to the community to try and keep control.
I don't have a problem at all with the
but
statement.
But it's not. I tell you, the key word.
It's very benign.
The key word
it's
is
not
required.
Saying that we're
recommending.
It doesn't say we're recommending, I know, but it's still on our document.
Yeah.
I understand, but it's
better.
It's really smart.
Yeah. I don't disagree, but I could also live with this.
So, I'm good.
Larry, why don't we just put it as a sub-bullet underneath there instead of an asterisk?
That's where we had it, and we moved it down thinking That was less intrusive. But
it was worded differently before.
Yes, it was.
Terry, he could write like this: Intermountain Healthcare and the Southwest Utah Public Health Department, and not the district, encourage anyone over the age of 12.
I'd be more supportive of that.
No. They asked for our support,
and not Terry
in this
specifically.
I think
the relationship that we have with
it
Dr. Blodgett is something.
It
is really important.
He's
on our side.
Yeah. What?
It's like
a bullet. The
bullet
needs to go back up. It's just
so
silly down there at the bottom.
Are you okay? We'll move it back up.
Honestly, I don't agree. I think it's better hidden down there. I do.
I'm fine where it is.
I'm fine where it is.
I can go either way, so I'm good.
Throughout the past year, when IHC or the health department has reached out to us to convey anything, we've been supportive of that. And so I don't know why there's so much consternation over this on this round, because we're just being a community partner conveying what they've asked us to help share.
And both of us.
And that's all I'm saying. That's why
we put it in. Couldn't you recommend? And that's all.
I don't think it's bad to put it back up there as a indent.
You guys tell us.
I would rather leave it down.
I don't care.
Well, you have to stay.
Up or down?
Huh?
You have to
stay. If it has to stay, do you want
it? If it has to stay, I want it down.
And if it's down, I need a space between it and school lunch.
Yeah, you do need a space.
Honestly, I don't
like it down.
I like
what did you say, Becky?
She wants it up, not down.
I don't like it down unless it has a space like a ring. It just looks like it's part of the school lunch.
Can you put a space?
Actually, we're going to sneak the vaccines into the school lunch.
So if there's a space, she can live with
that's
it.
That's a whole new conspiracy theory. I don't want to go
you,
down.
Can you shrink the font so people would actually have to like?
They did a little bit.
Actually, that will call it out more if you shrink the font.
Put a space, leave it down.
Leave it down?
I think the consensus of the board is keeping it down.
I want it down. Terry wants it down. Becky said she wants it down with a space.
With a space.
Okay, so the space and then pull it out to the side.
I think the space.
Well, no, it's not a bullet. It's not its own bullet.
Pull it out to the side so that it's
Lorraine, I think the consensus is we put a space between school lunch and Intermountain.
And then she said,
I just wanted it.
The space breaks up the flow. It looks weird. I've tried that already.
All right. Okay.
The space?
No, I've added a space, but pulling it out of the side looks weird.
Yeah, because it's not a bullet. I think it's not a bullet. It's just an asterisk.
A little star.
Put a space.
Well, you want to space it down?
No, he already put a space, but we're not pulling it out.
Just a space and don't pull it out.
Because it sticks out.
I just thought it should be over here like
that. All right,
are
you ready for the next one?
Yeah, let's go.
Actually, the rest of them I'm good with.
Actually, do we even need to go on the rest?
Do we need to do the rest? I don't think so. I'm good with all the rest.
Okay, go, sorry.
I'm good with the rest.
Sorry, you're good with the rest?
Well, go fast. Go quick.
If your student is sick, please keep them home. This is for the safety of teachers, staff, and other students. Strong recommendation.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably one of the stronger things in there.
Every business out there is doing the same thing. So yep. That's just
if anyone in your house has COVID, all students living in that house should stay home. Not the word should. We're not saying you have to. Should stay home for 10 days unless they are fully vaccinated. That's the CDC guideline and recommendation. We're not enforcing it. We're just recommending it.
No, I thought that the new CDC guideline said that even if you're fully vaccinated and you've been exposed, that you have to quarantine.
That may or may not be the CDC's guideline.
They'll change it tomorrow. Just
I'm
wait.
I'm just saying that if we're going to say that's the CDC guideline, it's actually not the
but
most
But it doesn't
current.
Say the CDC guideline.
I like it where it is. Then.
Okay.
Sure.
And it's for the safety of teachers, staff, and other students. Quarantine guidelines will not be imposed at this point. Pretty well everybody agrees on that, by the way, throughout the state. If there is a COVID case in your child's classroom, we will notify the parents in that class. You should know this. We decided today we're going to get a template that Dr. Blodgett approves, less is more, yeah. Very simple, yeah. That is going to be used by all of the SCD school districts. It'll okay. Be the same.
Yeah,
and
awesome.
Probably, they've even recommended that it has the logo of each school and the public health department on it so they know that we are all in this together. That's what we recommend under this public health department's jurisdiction. And it just notifies the parents that a positive case has occurred in that classroom. That's it.
Period.
They take it from there. Remote learning will be available through our Utah Online School. That's for long term. For short term absences, teachers are uploading assignments to Canvas and Schoology like we've always done. Okay. And we're way better at it.
Yeah.
By
so,
the way.
So this is where I have another question, though. We, last year during COVID, attendance points or bell work or those kind of things, mm-hmm. Mostly for secondary. The teachers were a lot more lenient.
Forgiving.
Uh-huh. And
I think
are we going to do the
be.
Same thing?
Yeah, I think
and
they
are we
going to
point
be.
That out?
Yeah. We're not going to point it out here. I haven't had any plans. We can
put
a lot
don't,
more.
I don't want to point it out. Yeah. We just need to let them know this is the sentiment.
So if they start in Utah Online, though, they do need to know that they'll stay in Utah Online. That's not in
yeah,
here.
That's
a long term.
They'll stay and they would only come in.
But it doesn't say.
At least.
It doesn't
we'll
say.
That.
Well, yeah, but we're not.
I think for
general
information.
Not
we
like
can go.
We can be a lot more specific, but I don't think I'd go into that.
Do you think that's
important
with that?
Laura, we specifically did that the last quarter of 20.
Right.
Moving into the new year
right.
That we just finished. We did not give any specifics in terms of
I think there was a fair amount of leniency.
There was.
It was
yeah.
A natural still. Process that they did.
And I think that
and it didn't come directed from yeah. Us other than that last quarter.
Do you think that they'll still have... I guess to the point that I'm trying to make is if we're going to say, keep your kids home if they're sick...
Mm-hmm.
The
they
kids
will
are
work with them.
Well,
but don't punish them
is,
academically.
Yeah. Right, because then you're saying no. Come
but
to
that's
school
not
because
something
we want
I would
you
put
have
on
to have
this.
Points
that's
to your
the
bell
discussion I have with
a
schools
who are
teachers.
Sick.
Exactly.
Come to school.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But
they have to have the points
legally. The parent rights bill spelled that out very clear. That if a student is missing, they have to have every right to make up everything that they
need. Okay. Yeah. Well, then maybe we just need to make sure that that's clear specifically on the secondary level, because there are the 4.0 students who can't stand to miss points.
Right. Oh. I see what you're saying. Okay. Well, we'll meet with principals Thursday morning.
Okay, I'm going to go to the next bullet. There will be no test to stay. If there is an outbreak at a school of 30 or more cases, students may be required to provide a negative test result to remain in school.
Wait, we wouldn't require 800 kids to take a test because 30 kids were tested positive.
It could be. If they go over 30 and we wanted to test to stay, we don't have to do test to stay.
You can close the school down.
But if we go over 30, technically, school is closed until we go back below that number. Let me tell you, it's a moot point. We didn't go over 15, but one school. We're not going to get as many cases with vaccines. And Blodgett says the same thing, even the public health department. The threshold is 2% or 30, and whichever's higher. We don't have a school over 1,500. It'll be 30, and we won't go over it. We won't even approach it.
And you know what? If we did, prudence would say we are going to close the school.
Yeah.
If
we get we may need to do something.
We would have
I think it's a moot point. I think it's to play a moot point.
It needs to be
on I don't think we're going to see an outbreak. Quite frankly, and we discussed this today, are most parents going to run out and run to a test if a kid has a few symptoms? No, they're not. We've asked them to keep them home, but I'm telling you, most aren't going to test.
No.
They didn't towards the end of the year.
Not.
They know how it works. They won't test. They swung. But we don't see the numbers going up at this point, even with the variant. They just don't see it. We're not going to double our numbers of positive cases. We're just
We even need that in there?
Huh?
Do we even need that?
That is
people
one of the
people
questions
we do.
Yeah.
We
really
need to
be a lot of questions on
that.
Oh,
all
think
districts
do
are
you?
Doing similar.
We're
going to
get a lot of emails on that one.
I do because...
Yeah.
Will it just stir the pot?
So let's say that we don't put it in there and the school has 30 and we shut the school down.
This is actually something that's in the law.
And nobody has a heads up on that. I mean,
if you go over this threshold, this is one that's in the law.
It's, yeah.
It is in the law.
Yeah. So that's why we
I think
it is in the law. And so I wonder if you should say
regular people don't know the law. They don't know that. They don't know HB1.
And the bottom line is,
it's just made that
we're not
going to
get there. We're not going to get there.
No, we're not. I agree with you.
There will be no test to play if there is an outbreak. Did I already get that part?
No, that's
next.
In a team or a group, participants may be required to provide a negative test in order to play or participate in an event. We don't anticipate this. Blodgett doesn't anticipate that we'll get numbers that will go up. But if we do, and there's no set number, it's just if we seem to get an outbreak, and he says more verifiable transmissions happening within a program, then we may require testing, just like we did.
Mm-hmm.
But only situationally, we don't think we'll get there. Friday should be.
Are we going to shake hands after football games?
Probably will, but I don't know.
After sweating on each other for 2.5 hours.
And then we wave across the field.
So, Larry, this next one, I'll just say you can't say Fridays are early out for all students and then say below it that Mesa is the only one without it.
What do you want to say?
I don't want to say
anything. Say most.
Why do you need to say Fridays are early out?
We can strike it. We just, a lot of parents have asked if we have early out Fridays.
Yeah, but they can look at their school's website. They've got emails
see,
from their own.
They
parents.
We do on group
it's just giving information.
So
then you, then just say that they're out there for most.
Also this one here.
Yeah, for most,
sure.
Times, and then
but don't say for all.
But I also
said
then you should say South Mesa is the only school that will not participate early out because that just sounds really bad.
So I think we're okay with that.
Well, what do you want to say? Fridays will be early out for most students?
That's what I would say. For most.
Change all to most and shake out the stuff
that will come before for discussion. I can't answer exactly what
you're
saying. Yeah. Yeah.
Because that makes better starting at 8:25.
Why did you think? Why did you think?
The early out was necessary on here.
Because they get tons of questions.
If you remember...
No, I see it. We're in compliance as far as I'm concerned.
I've got a new parent out to show about it.
Yeah, no,
I don't mind being there.
Would you send me that?
It sounds bad. Or just direct them to the school's website for times.
Right, right.
Well, then take out South Mesa, but I think that Fridays will be early out for all students. Check your website.
For most, change all to most, check your school website.
Yeah, I like that.
We can do that, Steve. You hear that? Let's do that. I think we need to mention it.
I like that.
I do too.
Okay, here's what the
Marche and I think the more time to say it, people
want to hear it. I wondered this myself.
Sorry,
I
don't know what she said.
Nate, I need you guys to listen. This is what the PTA says. The only thing, we like the letter. We think it answers most parents' questions. The only thing we wonder is about is hybrid students. Can kids do some classes at school and some classes at home still? And the answer is no. I worried about that.
Yes, they can through Utah Online.
No, but we've got that on there. But they're asking hybrid virtual. They're asking, will our teach? You know how we had some kids doing virtual, not online. Right. That's the question that I had from the beginning. And they're saying it's not clear. I just asked her. I don't have it.
So, Larry, that was
so
on.
I'm asking.
But
that
before COVID, they could.
But that's still a question in their minds after reading it.
So, Larry, on the remote learning one,
you couldn't.
Maybe you specify
well,
on
I say
the remote
because you're responsible.
The remote learning. Label it as long term because you've got short term underneath it. Label it as long term. So you have both long term and short term.
Hybrid or virtual learning is not an option. I don't know. We just may need to spell it out. That's what they're saying. I'm waiting to see if. What is this?
But upon your bullet point, specify remote learning as long term at Utah Online School. Because you've got short term underneath it. And so maybe if you spelled one out as long term, one out as short term, it would answer the question.
Maybe add long term after available. Remote learning will be available long term through our Utah line. Just
yeah.
put long term there.
Long term somewhere. So people will know that is.
Yeah, short term absences, teachers are. Because that says short term.
Uh-huh. Right. And if you just put. She just said if you put long term after the word available. Available long term, and then that would cover the long term option and the short term option.
Maybe it is. Maybe, is that simple enough? Maybe it
does
is.
That answer,
Steve? You see it? Put it. That's a good suggestion. Okay, I just thought something ought to be there because others had asked me specifically
okay.
about the hybrid.
So and the answer is no hybrid.
Okay.
With that. Okay.
And then
school lunch.
School lunch will be provided free of charge for all students throughout the 2021 school year. And it will be. By the way, just in when we don't put it, but breakfast is too.
Yes.
For all those that want. We just say school lunch, but it's breakfast. We'll space Intermountain Healthcare and leave the bottom as it is. So and we okay. have to explain, and that's what Dr. Blodgett says, and the Wireless State Health Department. This could change. We don't know what these cases are going to do. If all of a sudden it surprises us and things kind of explode like, you know, the pandemic did, and we see that spike, we could change some of this. And that's why we put it could change.
So I asked Lowry what the feel of the legislature was that he thought, and he doesn't think there's an appetite to change it.
Mm-hmm.
So until they do, we're not going
to
have to worry about
it.
Terry, and to your question, which has been all year too, I asked it specifically up in cash with the government, you know, the governor's office representative, USB Eastern School Board, all the superintendent, public health department there. Do you mean we have local control? Really? Because last year, we said local control, but Dr. Blodgett got so much darn pressure that he didn't feel that he could do anything locally.
Right.
She got it. She said, I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And it's 80% better.
Okay.
Is what she said. It's not totally out of the woods, but it's a lot better than it was. So I asked it specifically.
Thank
do
you.
We really, truly, working with our local public health department, have local control? Or is he going to be scrutinized so tightly that we're still...
Well, I think some of the people that were involved in that are now in different
They're
positions.
Yes. The biggest one, you know who
yeah.
it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So she has been
she's
a
the
lot
cross,
better.
She's the cross somebody else has to bear now.
Keeping kids in
I'll
school.
I'll say that publicly.
Okay. I felt a lot better about that. So that's probably the last thing.
Yeah.
So can Steve just a couple bullets changed, right?
Yeah, I've already made the changes that you discussed.
Okay, do you want to just...
You want to read them?
Yeah.
The ones that changed? I don't know if you can see it.
Yes.
That
I know.
Great.
One was the remote learning, the distance, or
remote learning
long-term?
Will be available long-term through our Utah Online School for short-term, and that's all
I think
changed.
That helped.
Okay.
Oh, can I make a suggestion that maybe will help with that? Are you okay, President, Superintendent? Maybe you put remote learning and hybrid learning.
I think hybrid is what they're wondering.
Yeah,
that's what
they are wondering.
How about if I say remote and hybrid learning will be available long-term?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I thought I said.
Okay.
I said remote learning and hybrid.
Yeah, remote and hybrid is better.
Fewer words.
I heard the way Richard said it.
So, Richard, did you do much English in school?
No, why?
Okay, what
no
was the
question.
Other one, Laura?
The other one.
Your answer is no.
Yeah,
Fridays will be early out for most students. Sub-bullet. Check your individual school website for details on school scheduling.
Perfect.
Perfect.
And then make the space. After school lunch, Intermountain's asterisk, and then a space, then the bottom paragraph.
Okay. There you go. I think that's it.
That's going to come under your signature?
Yes.
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Just your word to broach what she's going to talk about next is with the ARP ESSER, there are several things that have to occur that did not with the other ESSER money. Number one is we have to get public input, so we're actually going to listen to some. We, meaning administration, have to get public input, and so we're doing that tomorrow at 4 for whoever, you know, from the public shows up. We've advertised that. Then
where did we advertise it?
We put it on the state website, and then we put it in the local paper. And so if anybody shows up, we'll listen to what they have to say. We're not going to have a lot of conversation. We're just going to take notes on what they say. And then we'll be meeting, putting together that ESSER ARP, and then we're going to be presenting that in working discussion at our next board meeting. And then the board actually has to approve our plan. That's another difference. On the 10th, because we have to submit it by the 17th. So we'll be doing that. Now, that doesn't mean we can't make changes in the plan and add things in and take things out and everything else. It's just this is the process we have to go through.
What kind of money are we getting?
It's just over 24
because
million.
I want to make sure that
a year?
I don't want to rush.
No, it's just one allocation, 24 million.
How much is school lunch, free school lunch going to run?
That doesn't cost. That isn't part of
I understand that. I'm just wondering. We get school free.
That's about
free.
$6 million.
Don't you understand free? The government just printed that money.
It's
it
about,
just came right
it's
out
about
of the air.
Where's the free lunch
no
money?
Hey, what do you know about monetary theory? You're a mathematician.
No one will ever pay for
it's all theoretical.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, just over $6 million. So now, Amy's going to, Nate's going to do a pitch on one of the things that we'd like to include, but we want to make sure there's appetite before we go any further on it.
Yes.
Yeah. One of the things we've been looking at is full-day kindergarten. So just starting with our Title I schools. There's a lot of work we've got to do to get that in place before the school year starts, and we can get that going right away.
We would do it this year?
Yeah, this
Woo!
Year. Yeah. So for those Title
That's
I schools.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. So we wanted to just get your feelings on that before we put in a lot of time before our next meeting. We'll still need to present that to you. But we're looking at the full-day kindergarten at most of our Title I schools. What
yeah.
we would do is we take that OEK that's currently there
yeah.
and put that OEK funding into our non-Title I schools.
Oh.
So at that point, all of our schools would have that opportunity to in a sense, have full-day kindergarten. Full-day is a little bit different than OEK.
Yeah.
It serves more kids. So that's one of the advantages of that. Anyways, I don't know anything else, Amy, you want to... It takes about 7 teachers. We have to hire about 7 teachers.
But do we understand the benefits of this?
Are we all on board?
Well, got it.
Can we understand the drawbacks? And I'm wondering how families feel.
So let me throw the drawbacks out. These are the questions I asked.
Huh.
Number one is this is a 2-year program.
Most of them are going to say.
At the end of the 2-year, we would not have the money
exactly
to complete this unless the legislature were to fund it. But it gives us the opportunity to run it for at least a year and a half before a legislative session where then we could come in and give our findings and say, hey,
this
is the
cost. Yeah, we're going to gather data.
Lowry Snow champions this by the way.
He does.
So
big time.
It's a program that it takes classroom space. Now, we're able to pull that off with this limited thing that we're doing now. Obviously, if it became a statewide program and it was every classroom, creates a whole other set of dynamics. But it's really a 2-year pilot program is what you have to understand we're running here. Long term, we can't just reallocate some funds district-wide to keep it going if it doesn't get funding from the state because it's about $1.8 million a year. So it's not like we can just shift some funding around. But with $24 million from the feds, if we're going to try it, this is a great opportunity to try
mm-hmm.
something like
yeah.
this.
So that's how we're paying for it, part
mm-hmm.
of that ESSER money.
But
yes.
just know it's soft money.
It
yeah.
is soft
yeah.
money.
I will tell you today.
Did I cover the cons?
I heard from a constituent.
Okay.
Yep.
They are not going to public schools in the valley, in our valley, because we do not have
a lot of them.
I've heard that
early, and we
multiple
don't get them all
times.
Back.
But what are you saying?
I'm telling you, it's a
question. We're not going to have time on the hurricane.
George Washington. They're not going to go to public school because they don't have something to do.
Yeah, it needs to happen.
So what do they do?
We get a lot of
and if we get the legislature we are, and Maury will push
it's
hard.
A good chance to try it.
That is
I think there will be there's a 50-50 chance that there's legislation down the road that helps cover it.
I think it will.
Because it's that. We're one of the few states.
Not every year.
80% of the states do it.
My young granddaughter did.
And I know what you're saying about some of the
in fact, both granddaughters, my 2 6-year-olds just recently did it.
That there's different parents out there today.
Oh, I know. I'm not saying
all day.
Oh, I know. They'd send them overnight, too.
Absolutely.
Some of them.
But if the
so I'm not
hey,
saying,
I do that with my teenagers.
But I just needed to be reassured.
Boarding school. Two words. Boarding school.
There's a family that says, no, I want my kids home in the afternoon with me.
Oh, wait, I don't have teenagers anymore.
Tell them about space available, which is the other issue at schools.
You
tell them what they're doing.
Yeah, schools are making it work. They're finding the space. They want it so bad that they're making it work.
Yeah.
So
that's exciting.
And we've all had principals really good. That we've all done this and said, we don't have any room. Oh, you're going to offer it to me, that program? I'll find it. We can find room.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Suddenly. Yeah. Absolutely. Amy's been trying to say
all
something
of a sudden,
here for
you know, oh, we've got we've
I
got
heard
space.
Him tell you about the survey, so this is why we didn't want you to hear about this from a parent. But we
well,
would
thank
like
you.
We would like to send home a survey to the Title I parents and you know, let them know this is a 2-year.
And that's 11 schools, right, Amy?
11.
Yeah.
2-year pilot
if
program.
It's passed, it's all, you know, if it goes through, this is what we'd like to do, and we have an explanation of what it is and the benefits.
Yeah.
But we want to get a feel for how many would opt out because we don't want to hire these extra teachers if we have 20% at one school that says no thanks.
Right.
We you might not be able to have busing at some schools because they usually require at least 10 kids to have a middle of the day bus.
Oh, yeah.
So that's something we feel like if we can get feedback right away, we can do it accordingly. Mm-hmm. So are you okay if we send that survey out and just let them know that it hasn't gone through yet?
Yeah.
If approved, this is what will happen. We want to.
Yeah.
Are you going to send something out that I just was talking to Brent that suggests that we'll have extended kindergarten for others? Because that to me is really important. This shouldn't just be Title I kids.
We do have it in other schools right now. Little Valley has one, Crimson has one.
But it'll extend to all of our
schools. Well, yeah, because they take the funding that they're repurpose it to other schools, and the Title I's get a different funding. If I understood correctly.
That's what I thought, too.
Amazing.
We think they're going to say 16 sessions, which is 8 full-time teachers that will be able to repurpose to the non-Title I school. So coming from a non-Title I school this last time out, what a great benefit this would be.
The part that's exciting to me is that if you can get these kids in kindergarten to get on track, we are so much more ahead of the game before
nip
they
it
hit.
In the bud.
Oh my goodness,
be true.
So much
if,
better.
If you remember,
so
you're
better.
Right, and it's those kids. It's
if you remember
kids
the
are behind.
External auditor,
they can't afford
that external internal auditor that
that's
did
right.
the Title I audit a number of years ago on Title I, and they came out and, you know, he asked some very blunt questions. How do you like OEK? How do you like preschool and everything else? They says, oh, we love preschool, but what we really, really love is OEK.
Yeah.
And so they were basically saying in their mind, all-day kindergarten was actually more valuable.
Yeah.
That's how valuable the principal saw this in that survey, at least. That was just one.
Yeah.
As long as parents have the opt-out right, I'm okay.
Yep.
All right. That's what we needed before we started including that in our plan as we're going forward.
So that's really quick to pull this off, though.
Amazing. It is.
Is there anything else we need to go before we adjourn?
Okay,
this meeting is now adjourned.
Right, right. Yep.